You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the 120 and they received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. But I want you to note that beyond speaking in tongues, essentially, the Holy Spirit affected their tongues. The Holy Spirit affected how they speak. In fact, I pray you will understand this. The gift of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit upon the tongue. I want us to look at how it affects the tongue. When the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, the gift of the Spirit is manifested in speaking in tongues. The fruit of the Spirit is manifested in speaking truth in love. So you see, both must affect your tongue. The Holy Spirit will affect your tongue with gift. It will affect it with fruit. Nobody experienced the Holy Spirit and continue to speak the same. You are a wife. You have received the Holy Spirit. You pray in tongues, but you are very argumentative, very defensive, very abusive, very insulting. I want to ask you, which Holy Spirit? How come the Holy Spirit didn't affect your own tongue? There is nobody. When Isaiah saw the Lord, what they did was to take the coal of fire from heaven and touch his tongue. When anybody comes to the Lord, your tongue must be affected both by the gift and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There are people, they are neither affected by the gift nor the fruit. But we have a lot of people today who claim to have been affected by the gift and they speak in tongues. But you also speak blasphemous. You speak all manner of nonsense. You don't just speak it, you put it on your status. You know, some of you don't know that what you put in on your status is what you are saying. So you put very vulgar things that makes no sense. You put it on your status. You are a continuous dripping like rain that does not stop. Always abusive. Always insulting. Where did you get that from? Some of you as parents, you will curse your children. You will abuse your children. When you are angry, there is nothing you cannot say. You can wash your husband from head to toe and make him feel like he's a nobody. Some of you, the words you speak to your wife, they are terrible words. In fact, sometimes you go and buy something and you will end up fighting and abusing the person selling that thing. Why? The same you, once you get to a prayer meeting, oh, let's pray. That was you that was telling the woman selling something. I said, you this stupid woman, you are a thief. How come the Holy Spirit has not affected your tongue? One of the ways you will know a man has received the Holy Spirit is that his tongue is affected. The Bible says a fool, when he keeps quiet, is considered to be wise. That's a fool that keeps quiet. Many people don't know how to keep quiet. They must always talk back. I'm like, why? I asked a woman one day, since you've been talking back, what have you achieved? Why not try what the Word of God says? A meek and quiet spirit. For once, just even keep quiet. You've not achieved anything with all this you're talking. Your husband will say something, you will talk back. Just keep quiet. Just let the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest through you. The Holy Spirit must affect your tongue. Some of you, you enjoy foolish gisting. All your friends that belongs to the world, they are not ashamed to tell you that they are still in the world, but you are ashamed to tell them you are in the kingdom. So you will still interact and be gisting. And in their mind, they don't think they are gisting to somebody who is born again. So anything foolish, they still continue to discuss it with you. And then you will now contribute to it with that same tongue that you said you have yielded to the Holy Ghost. Don't you understand that he who controls your mouth controls your life? We control a big horse by controlling his mouth. Do you know that horses are very powerful? Their kick can kill a human being. The kick of a horse can kill a human being. But we control that horse. We sit on it. Why? Because we control his mouth. But you, the Lord, does not have a control over your mouth. It is one manifestation that shows that Jesus is living in your heart. How you use your tongue. How you use your mouth. You know, when I'm in meetings, it's so easy to see the level of Christianity of people. Just sit down in a meeting. They are struggling to speak. They won't even allow somebody to finish their thought. They want to express their own. So many people are actually not listening. They are only burning to speak. Sometimes people come to me for counseling. They end up being the one talking. Because they don't even have the discipline to ever keep quiet and let me speak. So me too, I will just keep quiet. And I will continue to listen to them. Yet they called me for counseling. I've seen somebody. The person did the counseling. So I was just there listening. She made the complaint. She did the counseling. I was only a spectator at the end of the day. So already I could even understand why this person was having problem in marriage. Because this person doesn't even have control over tongue. The Bible said that you should not be anxious to speak. Rather, you should be anxious to hear. Many people are anxious to speak. When you receive the Holy Spirit, one of the things it will do in your life is to ensure that you are eager to hear, not eager to speak. In fact, if you have your way, you don't even want to speak. You just want to listen. You are not boiling in your stomach to speak. You really want to understand what the other person is saying. You are quiet. I pray that the Holy Spirit will manifest through your tongue. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.